Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A very disappointed, I would imagine, sounded disappointed to me, Max Fried, after the game last night. Andy Bunker and Randy McMichael here with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll get the phone lines opened up in just a couple minutes as we try to come up with solutions. Positive solutions for the Braves bullpen, if there's anything that can possibly be done at this point. I know one thing people are going to suggest, and I'm not opposed to this, but I don't think last night was an example of this, is for starting pitching to go a little deeper into games, starters to go a little deeper into games. But in the six innings, I'm not mad at six innings. 98 pitches is the most pitches Max Fried has thrown this season. Now, I would love it to get to the point where he can go 110 pitches or he turns into a pumpkin. But at least it wasn't 90 like it was the first couple weeks of the year. So, and this is something that we've been told, so we're going to keep an eye on this and make sure that they're consistent, is as the year goes on, the pitch limit gets stretched out a little bit more. So that at least we saw that. But Fried was great last night.
He pitched so well yesterday. Gave up, got in a jam a couple times, was able to figure things out. Right now he looks like he's a guy that's going to stay. And we talked about it yesterday, Andy. What do we do if he does have a bad outing yesterday? Because we were having fun with the whole Kershaw thing yesterday. And he looked good yesterday, man. One thing I like about him is he don't waste no time.
Nope.
I mean, he's going. Ball comes back to him, he's ready to roll. And that's the one thing I like about him. But when you look at the game, you got everything you need. Even though Josh Donaldson did go 0 for 3 Ks yesterday, I mean, you got contributions from you know, Acuna, who hit a Tim Tebow home run on his knee. Like, I mean, where they do that at? And you got Ozzie coming up clutching the six. But we're going to talk about it too, with Blue in the face. It has to be fixed somehow, Andy. Even if you let them go seven, then you're still going to be at a point where you're like, oh God, here comes Biddle. Here comes these, you know, I don't think there's any way you can change it unless you make an upgrade to that spot.
Exactly.
On your team.
And that's the thing is, you know, you can blame the pitchers, the starters for not going deeper into games. You can blame Snitker for mismanaging his bullpen and going to the bullpen too early. You can blame the front office for not going out and signing Craig Kimbrel yet. And whatever, that's fine. All of that I think is an okay thing to say.
Yeah.
But the bottom line remains the same.
What's that?
When your bullpen consists of, and I mean, I don't know that I could say it as well as our buddy John Chuckery can, but when your bullpen consists of Chad Sabatka, Jesse Biddle, Luke Jackson, Shane Carl, AJ Minter, and that group of people, then it doesn't matter when you go to the bullpen.
Because you're always going
to
be like...
It's a matter of if you go to the bullpen. And if you go to the bullpen, it's a crapshoot.
And again, I think that's the perfect way. It's a crapshoot because you just don't know. And again, we can be up by four runs, Andy, going into the eighth inning, and the bullpen comes in, and all his Braves fans are like, oh, man, here we go.
Here we go.
I promise you, it's going to be like that all year long until they make an upgrade.
Right. And so that's the interesting part of it, because even if you bring Kimbrel in, then that's only one name, and you bump those guys back. You lengthen it a little bit, and that's okay. I know that they're hesitant to do that at this point. We understand that, you know, you make a signing after a certain date, then you have to forfeit a second-round draft pick.
Right.
We also know they don't have a third-round draft pick because some of the international trouble that they got in with Coppola and all that. So they are hamstrung a little bit with trying to build towards the future. But, I mean, I feel like at a certain point, and to me they're at this point, when you have so much talent in the minor league system, not just in Gwinnett, but in double A, in single A, like all the way through that system that you've spent the last 4 or 5 years cultivating, then that gives you a little bit of leeway to take a risk and sign a guy and give up a second round draft pick, or take a risk and realize that, all right, we don't have a third rounder either, but that's all right.
Like,
at a certain point, you have enough equity to be able to take a risk.
Just take the risk, Andy. All right. Please. please. And again, my fanboy's coming out, and I said I was not going to let him come out because I knew, and as much as we talked to Brian, and we'll talk to Brian tomorrow, it's still the evaluation period. Still the evaluation period. He keeps telling me that after every question I ask him. So I'm going to leave it in the evaluation, and I'm not going to let what happened last night to me, my fanboyness, come out again.
How many days are in April? 30? 31? I don't know. Wow. Whatever. Either way, the evaluation period ends 30. Okay, good. So that's one less day that we have to worry about. So there's 13 days left in the evaluation period. Because May 1st is when we get to really start, right?
That's what he keeps telling
us. That's what Brian Jordan
tells
us.
That's what he keeps telling
us. So that's okay, 13 more days. Although, and I'm going to say this to him tomorrow. I said it to him yesterday. And I know that everyone out there driving around, or most people driving around, feel similarly. That's not how we work as sports fans.
No.
We live and die day to day, inning to inning, pitch to pitch.
Yes.
And when you're sitting there last night in the seventh inning, and literally seven guys came to the plate before one out was made.
34 pitches.
48 pitches in the entire inning. 34 before an out was made.
Four and out.
And two of the guys were hit by pitches. Two of the guys were walked. And the other two guys got singles. Then, I'm sorry, but I can't wait till May 1st to be mad. I was mad in the seventh inning last night. And I'm still mad about it today. So what do you do?
34 pitches.
34 pitches. 34 pitches to get an out.
That's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
You and me could have gone out. Well, I don't want to say that because that's
know,
not actually true.
It
would have actually been worse if we would have been out there.
I'd rather pitch an underhanded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It actually would have been worse. But we've got – yeah. But we've got to find a way, and they've got to find a way to solve it. Because, again, the frustration is you go back to the beginning of the season because everyone knew that was the deal.
Right.
Everyone knew the bullpen was an Achilles heel, and it's shown up a couple different times. The one thing that here's my silver lining or my hope or whatever. Tell me if this is ridiculous.
All right. This is one of them, right?
One of them.
Okay.
There are some that are obviously not ridiculous.
Okay.
But we'll get to those in a minute. In talking to Brian Jordan yesterday, he, a couple of different times, unprompted, hinted at the idea that once this evaluation period is over, once we get to May, that trades become an option.
Right.
And I also remember talking to Brian a lot in spring training and in the early part of the season when Brian would hint at things that ended up happening. Hinted at Kyle Wright being one of the first three starters when the season came underway. You know, just very hinted at maybe a platoon with the leadoff position. Not saying definitively, but Brian's a guy's got some information.
Yeah, he does.
He can't just come out and say what people tell him, but he can use the information to hint at things, which, and then we can sort of try to decipher what exactly it is that he's telling us. He said a couple different times yesterday about trades and about the idea of whether it's Ender, I don't know.
Maybe, he didn't say that.
Whether it's whoever else, maybe it's guys that are in the minors, I'm not sure. But to me, that's really the most viable way to do it. If you're unwilling to use the young arms that you think are starters and put them into the bullpen, because it does seem like they don't want to do that.
That's exactly what it seems like. They don't want to put them in the bullpen, and they don't want to move on from them. And Camargo has to play more. All right, I was listening to the broadcast. They were saying they're trying to get him four or five starts a week. You need to get this guy. This guy needs to be consistent with what he does and how he's able to come up with such timely hits when you need it. He can play out in the field. He can play any position. But they're talking about, well, we got to get him four or five starts. Ender's one of my favorite players on this team, but he ain't getting it done no more. I mean, it is what it is. His glove. At what point do we overlook the part that it's just his glove? At what point? At what point?
And how good does the glove have to be?
Exactly.
To just because.
When are we going to get past that point? We already know what kind of. He's a Gold Glove center fielder. I get all that.
And I don't want to overreact to one play.
Exactly.
He makes a lot of plays. But last night, the only reason that that our guy Freed actually gave up a run last night for the first time this season is because Ender doesn't come up with a play that he almost always makes.
And that's the thing. I'm not going to overreact, because we saw what Ronald. Ronald's got to hold
Same
on
thing.
To that ball.
Ronald almost always makes that
catch.
He's
got to hold on to that ball out there in the outfield. And that's when the avalanche starts to happen. One bad thing happens. Then last night, it just seemed like it all went down. They find a way to tie the game up, and then what happens? Same old Braves bullpen.
Same old Scafozos.
Scafozos.
Coming out there and giving up runs. Now, does that count as a silver lining, the possibility that maybe they'll make a trade?
No.
Maybe? Not really?
No.
Because I guess that's possible. Any team could do that.
Exactly.
The silver lining really is this, is what Max Fried did yesterday was legitimately inspiring. he's done this now three times, and hopefully that means that he gets to remain in the starting lineup even if he stumbles once or twice. I think that's happening.
I think that's happening, but are we sure it's happening?
No.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not sure until I see it.
You want to get to a point with these young pitchers that you got a definitive answer about who's staying and who's going.
Yes.
Or who's staying and who might go back. You know, and I think that Max Fried, he's, in my opinion, I think he's staying. I think he's proven himself, especially amongst this rotation or whatever. Now, what happens when Folty comes back still remains to be seen as far as how they're – I think he's about to do another rehab start.
He's got one more. Unfortunately, because he wasn't supposed to.
Yes.
The last one was supposed to be the last one.
That wasn't very good. That worries me right there.
Yeah.
Because he was supposed to be back by now. I didn't think he was coming back till May anyway. So it still remains what's going to happen when he comes back, who moves down and who goes back to Gwinnett, or who stays here, and you might have another tricky situation where, like, you're all right, you ready? Yes, sir. Go in. Second inning and try and find a way to win a game.
The evaluation period. It's hard to be told that April isn't as important when you're in April.
Yeah.
You know, because we're in it. We're sitting here. The other silver lining is obvious. And you talked about Camargo. He was phenomenal last night. You're going to have to find different ways to get him in as often as he possibly can. He comes up with the base. He's in his career, I think 20 for, I don't want to get this wrong. I don't want to say that 10 for 18, with the bases loaded with 28 RBIs.
How great is that?
Okay. I realize he can't always come up with the bases loaded, but when he does, he's pretty ridiculous.
Good things happen.
Ronald Acuña, on the other hand, is the other obvious silver lining. And that's what sucks about games like last night, where Ronald was what? On base four times. His on base percentage is now .464. He also golfed a home run from his knee.
He T-boated
450 feet. That's what should be focused on. And if I'm the Braves, if I'm in charge of fan engagement and fan excitement and enthusiasm, whether I'm in the front office or whatever, I'm frustrated that on a Wednesday people aren't talking about my dynamic 21-year-old power-hitting left fielder who is the best 21-year-old in baseball.
Yeah. How about the slide, though?
Talking about the bums who are in my bullpen.
How about the slide yesterday, though?
That was
awesome.
That was awesome.
Like, and then the funny part was how Ozzie was getting on, like, dude, what were you thinking?
He was 20 feet short of second base and slid on the glass.
Slid on the grass, yeah. Like, he didn't want to get hit with the ball.
I don't blame him. Yeah. I don't want to get hit with the ball either.
That was so awesome.
It would hurt to get hit in the face with a baseball on a double play. Awesome. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Jesse Biddle and Chad Sobotka and the rest of those guys. How do you fix it? We'll get the phone lines open, 404-741-0929. How would you go about fixing it? The Braves bullpen is broken. Fix it for us. We'll help fix it next as well. 404-741-0929 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Chad Sobotka and Jesse Biddle and Luke Jackson and Shane Carl and A.J. Minter.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Cross towards Joseph. Knock down!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.